Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God who is love. Praise God who is love. Praise God who is love. Father, thank you for allowing me to connect with my listening audience. And thank you that as I pray and speak, I am not interrupted by any satanic or demonic force. Holy Spirit, have your way with my thoughts. And I thank you for speaking through my vocal cords and thinking through my mind. Thank you for allowing it to be all of you and none of me. I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. Hello and welcome to today's segment of Continuous Prayer is Power to Heal. I am Reverend Diane Hobson, Senior Pastor and of Global Exchange Christian Church, President of Global Exchange Christian University, and your host on today's episode. So if you have your Bible, go with me to Romans Chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, and Matthew 6:33. Those are our opening scriptures, and today is Saturday, and we will do, after our opening scriptures, we will have the health tip, the business tip, and we will go into our topic for today. We have an interesting topic, which is talking about the supernatural. So I'm glad for you to join me. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us on the program today. Let us go right into our opening scriptures. You have your Bibles, open them to Romans. If we have someone joining for the first time, Romans is in the New Testament. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts, and then we run right into Romans. So I like doing that if we have someone who's just joining us. We can't assume that everybody knows that where all the books of the Bible are located. I am a teacher, I've taught school for 10 years, so you will see me or hear some statements coming out of my mouth, and you might say, well, that sounds so juvenile. But I do that because I want to make sure that everybody understands everything that we're doing on this program and they're able to follow us. Because not only are we having a internet radio program, but this is also set up as a tutorial. So you can come back, you can have your Bible study, listen to this segment, and you can continue to share this information with others on social media, wherever you'd like to share it, feel free to do so. Let's go to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, and verse 9 reads, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 states, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Matthew 6:33 says, is the first book in the New Testament. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you. One more time. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What things? If you need money, it will be added unto you. you need your children not to be rebellious, that will be added unto you. If your spouse is acting up and you need him to show a little love, that will be added unto you. All those things will be added unto you. You need a promotion, that will be added unto you. Of course, you have to get in the Word and find out where it is, but it's in there. All of that is in there. All of those things are in there. He said, if you seek me first, I'll tell you where to go to get it. Seek his first in his word, and he will tell you where to go to get it. Okay? It's like you go to the grocery store and you ask a person in the grocery store or any store. You could be in the mall, at a store in the mall, and you don't know where to find an item. And you ask one of the associates, would you please help me? I'm looking for a certain kind of suit for my son to wear to a special occasion. And they can say, oh, okay, well, you go over there, turn to the right, go to the back, and you will see different colors and the sizes are there as well. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the same thing. God can do the same thing. He can get with you and tell you exactly what to, if you seek his face, he can tell you what to do and how to do it, where to go, when to go, and how. Okay? All right. The nail of myself a bit. Bag up just a little bit. Okay, let's go to our health tip. This is 2016, January, and we are completing our first full week of January. January came in on last Friday. So yesterday was the first week, completion of the first week. And we are going into January. Everybody, well, I shouldn't say everybody, but most people like to have a saying that they're going to do when they make some kind of promise. Well, you know, in January, this is the new year, and for the new year, I'm going to exercise more. Because I would like to lose 10, 15, 20, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, whatever you think you may want to lose. This is the time when you make your New Year's resolution. I am here to share with you, to just simply say, as you are thinking about, if those of you who are have made exercise your New Year's resolution, let's be sure, number one, that while you're exercising, make sure you have enough liquid inside your body. Because you know when you exercise, you usually sweat if you're doing the right exercise. You're going to sweat some. That means your water is coming out of your pores. You've got to put the water back in. Remember we talked about water, divide your weight by two, and that's how many ounces you should be drinking every day. So if you're drinking the correct amount of ounces of water, you're consuming that inside your body, then you should not have to worry about how much is coming out when you exercise. You might want to drink just a little bit more when you are on the days that you're exercising, and you don't have to exercise 5 days a week. If you're doing exercise, let's say you're doing 20 to 30, 40 minutes, do not go over an hour. So those of you who say, well, I'm going to exercise 2 hours a day. No, do not go over an hour. Remember, you're making your body move in a direction, or usually in a speed that you're not used to going every day. So you're not trying to push your body beyond what it should be able to go, okay? So you don't want to go, you don't want your body to go where it shouldn't go, in other words, okay? So if you are doing at least three times a week, one time a week probably won't get the desire that you're looking for. Twice a week probably won't either. But three or four times, if you want to, I mean, it's not going to hurt anything if you do five times, but you can over-exercise your body. So that's why we're saying at least three times. Just, you know, you want to be moderate. If you do it for a good 20, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, do not go over an hour. Find yourself, make sure you're not exercising. Well, I want this weight off. I'm going to hurry up. No, please don't go beyond 1 hour. You don't want to hurt yourself trying to make something happen quickly. You think if you do more, then it's going to happen. No, no, no. you might get a quick result, but you're going to harm yourself in the process, and that's not what you want to do. Okay? All right. So we're going to exercise, and we're going to do it in a moderate fashion. So you choose whether you want to do it 20 minutes a day, as long as you can do it morning, noon, or night. You choose what you know what your schedule is. If you work from 3 to 11, you probably will be doing it in the morning. And hopefully you won't, because you're supposed to, when you come home at night, if you exercise at night, you're supposed to be up before you lay your body down. You should be anywhere from 1.5 to 2 hours, at least a good hour. Say if you exercise at 8 o'clock and you go to bed at 9, you might want to exercise at 6 or 7. And right after dinner, it wouldn't hurt to maybe go out walking, you and your husband, if you know, have a spouse, go out walking together. If you're a female or a single parent, do not go out walking by yourself. Maybe you and the kids, if it's, you know, you got more than, you know, somebody. Don't do it. Try to do it as a group. You know, sometimes people get together and say, okay, this is the new year. Let us get together in a group, you know, people at work, your neighbors in the community. You can do it as a group. Do not go out there by yourself. Please, 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 especially ladies, do not go out by yourself at night running and walking and no one's with you, okay, because you like to do that on, you know, some kind of street that is not heavily traveled. And even if it is heavily traveled, you don't want to be out there by yourself, okay? All right. So please take those notes and keep them under your belt. Thank you so much. All right, and if you have any other questions, please give me a call. I am not a trainer. This information I usually get from Dr. Colbert, or there's a couple of other doctors I look at, and I get their information, and I share it with you. So I am not an MD. I'm not a doctor, but I can get information from you, and I've been studying nutrition for a number of years, especially since I was in a wheelchair for well over 5 years, almost 6 years. So I had lots of time to look at nutrition and health tips and things of that nature. So this is one of the things that has prompted me to share with others, because I found out so much information, and I'm like, wow, no, I didn't know some of the things that I had the opportunity to research. And I'm like, I'm sure people would really be happy to know some of this information. Okay? Okay, and if you're running, check with your doctor before you run or walk long distances. If you're trying to walk 5 miles and all, check with your doctor and just make sure you're healthy enough to do this. And the reason I'm saying that, because if you're taking heart medications or some kind of medication that may go against that, make sure you have cleared this with your primary care doctor or whomever you're underneath to do that. Exercise. Okay? So some of us, we exercise and we say, uh-oh, something's not acting right. Well, you need to check with your doctor before you start a strenuous exercise routine, regular routine of exercise. You need to check with your medical personnel or the person that you are underneath. Usually most people have a primary care doctor. So check with that primary care doctor to make sure everything's okay, and especially if you're on medication, please, please, please check with your doctor. Okay, we're going right into our business tip. Our business tip has to do with sleep, rest. We need rest. This is important because today's title is, Are You Ready to Walk in the Supernatural for Your Family in 2016? Okay, if you want to do this, you need the type of rest that's needed. Adults, the experts say adults should be getting anywhere from 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Children should probably have anywhere from 9 to 10 hours sleep. 10 hours would probably be the best. The more sleep a child gets, and I'm not talking about 15 hours, that's not what I'm talking about, they don't need that. But if a child is getting the proper sleep, they will respond better in the classroom. A lot of times kids are acting out because they haven't had enough sleep, and that's important. So if you're working 11 to 7 job and your child is up watching television to 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning because you're not there to tell them to go to sleep, then find a way that you can get them to go to sleep on time. This is crucial, especially when they're school age. If they're in K through 12, they need to have that early on. My children always, oh, they beg me to go see, because I made sure I'd, boy, I'd take them to the park. I'd say, oh, go ahead, run, yes, oh, run, oh, yes, run. And sometimes I'd run with them. And when they, oh, they would beg mommy, because she's so sick, kid. They were in the bed most of the time between 8 o'clock, they were in the bed. They was, and I mean, 8 a bed. I didn't have to go in there and say, okay, now, you better go to sleep. And they would go to sleep. Until they started getting to be teenagers, and it took so long to do that, and you have to negotiate, okay, if you're going to an event, this is the time you need to be back. You have to set parameters. When you're really raising children, they need parameters. Don't say, well, you know, they told me that they want to do this and that. No, you're the parent. You must set the stage for your children, okay? So we don't spend a lot of time on that, but that's the key. The key issues that you need to be aware of. Adults, 7 to 9 hours sleep. Children need at least 10 hours of sleep. Please have some kind of rule in your household that they will follow so that they can get enough sleep and they will be able to function. You need to function appropriate too. You cannot go out there and work in the supernatural and do all these things for God if you are not getting the appropriate rest. I've talked to a number of persons in ministry, and how many hours of sleep are they you getting? Oh, well, you know, I just had 3 hours last night. Oh, I had this and that. I usually don't sleep for about maybe 3 to 4 hours. Well, that's not enough. You cannot function at 100% for 3 or 4 hours. I don't know if you can even do 50%. That's not helping the body of Christ, especially if you are in a leadership position. If you are a pastor and you're only getting 3 to 4 hours of sleep, that's not good. You need more sleep than that. Excuse me. You need to get with God and find out what you need to cut out or how you need to do it. Something's not right. It's the imbalance going on somewhere. Okay? All right. Let's go right into this is very close to what we're talking about. Supernatural. There are some things you have to do before you can even think about walking in the supernatural. Your family needs that. Your family needs you to be in the supernatural. People in your ministry need you to be. All churches should be operating in the gifts of the Spirit. We should be, as a body of Christ, operating in the gifts of the Spirit so that we can offer to the lost world, the dying world, supernatural training. But if we don't know anything about the supernatural, how can we offer it to anybody else? Okay? Walking in the supernatural is something all families should be willing to learn. We are living in the last days. Therefore, all Christian families should practice operating in the gifts of the Spirit. And if you are in a church and they're not operating, ask them why. Say, why? What do you have against the gifts of the Spirit? You begin to study the gifts of the Spirit yourself. Because individuals, this is something for all Christians. Notice I keep saying all Christians. It's not just for the pastor, for the bishop, for the prophet, or the prophetess. It's for all Christians. So if someone is saying, God has elevated me to the position of a prophet, I am not going to advertise that. I'm not going to put that next to my name. That's not going on my business card. I'm not doing any of that. I don't have to. If you have to tell somebody you're a prophetess, then are you really one? Are you a prophet? If you got to tell somebody, you got to advertise and tell people that that's who you are. Are you really one? That's what I'm talking about. Because those people who are really operating in those kinds of gifts, they don't have to go around and broadcast that that's who they are. Do you understand what I'm saying? The president of the United States, he doesn't have to. Everybody knows who he is. If people didn't know, he might have to say it. But everybody knows he doesn't have to say, I am President Obama. Everybody knows. And he can say, Barack Obama is my name. He doesn't introduce himself by saying, I'm President Barack Obama. Do you get my point? Do you see what I'm saying? If you've got to tell somebody this, then I want to know, are you really one? And I'm not talking about anybody, trust me. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm just saying, sometimes we get caught up in titles, and that's not what God wants us to do. Okay, it takes time. It takes time to do these things. It takes time to walk in the supernatural. If you don't have the time, don't even worry about it because you won't walk in. First of all, let's take some steps. We've got a couple of steps that you need to do if you're interested in the supernatural. First of all, you have to put on your whole armor of God by faith. The helmet of salvation, put the helmet of salvation on, which is the heart for God, a sound mind, a sharp memory, keen eyes, keen ears. You got your helmet of salvation on. Your breastplate of righteousness. You want that on. And the armor of God is found in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, 10 through 17. And then, of course, you always include 18 because I like what the 18th verse says. But 10 through 17. Then when our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Our feet are shod with the gospel of the preparation of peace. These steps are important. I mean, you have to put your armor of God on before you go into the Word. And you can't walk in the supernatural without the Word. Okay, we always want to do things that we don't do before. You want to put your foot out there, but you don't want to take the step. You got to take the step necessary to get you to what you're trying to do. And you can do this. You all can do this. Everybody. Okay? Then when you do that, you got your shield of faith. Trusting in God. You're trusting in God. You're not trusting in what you could do because we don't have any power. I don't have any power. I just spent the last, 2 or 3 weeks laying hands on people and they're getting healed. And then they're getting up talking about, wait a minute. I know the pain that I had. I had tremendous pain, and it's not there anymore. Is this real? What do you mean, is it real? Of course it's real. It's in the Bible. Matthew 10:8 says we're supposed to be healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead, and casting out devils. Now, if we read the Word, we will know that we are supposed to be supernatural being. As Christians, we got to read the Word. People are waiting for signs and wonders. I was at an event, I did a television taping on yesterday, and the lady was there, and she was telling me how her knee was hurting, and she was going to have surgery, and it was so much pain. And I said, well, okay, if I lay hands on you, are you going to believe? Because if you don't believe, it's not going to work. And I laid hands on her. And I said the prayer. I mean, I told her to do it first because I said, what I'm going to do is touch and agree with you, but I want you to do it first. And she did, and I touched and agreed with her, and then I laid my hands on her. And I said, it's not me, no, it's God acting on our faith. I'm touching and agreeing with your faith. And I'm giving you this information so that you can do this yourself because that's what we're supposed to be doing, laying hands on the sick. So they can recover. That's what the Bible says. Lay hands on the sick so they can recover. We're not supposed to be sick and running to the hospital and we got cancer and all these things going on. Anyway, okay, let me finish. And when I laid hands on the sick, when I said the prayer, I said, okay. And amen in Jesus' name. Amen. Power and authority has been invested in me, Father, because of your Son, Jesus. Went to the cross over 2,000 years ago. Whenever you're born again Christian, you have the Holy Spirit within inside of you, and Jesus has given us healing. We have access to healing. It's inside of us. So I took my hands off, and I said, okay, how do you feel? He said, my leg is cold. I was looking at her face. Her face was so funny, and I started laughing. And she said, I'm cold. I said, okay, all right, you got the cold. And then I said, what else? What else do you feel? And she said, he couldn't talk. It took her by surprise. She said, I don't feel any pain. And I'm like, okay, well, that's what's supposed to happen. And then she said, is this real? Is it real? She said, I said, okay, don't just say that because I'm saying to you what should happen. Are you sure that she said, let me get up. I'm going to show you. Let me get up and let's see if I can walk, if I feel any pain while I'm walking. She got up and she walked around. She walked without a limp. And oh my goodness, she just couldn't believe it. She just could not believe it. And so I'm sharing this with you because God has not given this to me, and no one else can get it. This is open to the entire body of Christ if we want it. But we've got to want it. Okay? And I'm sharing with you how to get it. And we'll be talking on this as much as possible. And I'm going to share one more thing with you, and then I'll have to do a part two on this as well, because I'm not going to get to all of it. Okay, then, here's the next thing you do. After you got your body, after you got your armor on, we did the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's the last piece, after we did the shield of faith, okay? And you set a regular time to meet with God daily by reading the word. You set a regular time. It could be morning, noon, or night. Morning is usually best, and some people at night, and night is okay. If that's what, I mean, whatever's best for you, if you're going to be, do it diligently. You know, do it diligently. Set a time, just like you, if you're punching that clock into work or signing in when you get to work, you do God the same way. What time are you going to meet with him? Morning, noon, or night, give him a time, and you meet with him. You know, I try to do it 3 times a day. I mean, because I've been doing this long enough. I've been in ministry 20 years, so I couldn't just do it once a day. That's not more of do more is required of me simply because I require more. I do more. I mean, I've been long enough to do more, so that's what I do. Okay? So we set a regular time to meet with God morning, noon, or night, and then you spend time meditating to hear God's word. You meditate to hear God's word. You meditate on to hear God's word. You meditate. Spend time meditating. You're going to meditate and meditate and meditate and meditate. And when I say that, let's say, for instance, you are going to read something out of the Bible. You're going to, just like we're reading, okay, Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 10 through 17. And then you say, well, God, what do you want me to learn when I'm reading this word? As I'm reading your word, what do I need to get out of this information as I read it for you? So that's what you're going to do, okay? And then when you do that, you're going to find out that you're going to hear from God if you do it continuously. Now, you may not hear it the first time. You may not hear it the second time. It may not be the first week. But if you keep doing it, you will hear. You will hear from God, okay? So we need to go over some more things because this is something that you don't just throw it at you. The gifts of the Spirit are very important. And if you're operating in the gifts of the Spirit, you're talking about power. You will have much more power than any of somebody in the occult or somebody who has a crystal ball or someone who a psychic. You will have 10 times more power than they will have. So if you want to just a little bit and sell your soul to the Lord, the devil, use the devil's tools, which is the occult and other things, witchcraft and all that. But if you want God's way, you will have much more than you can bargain for. And I am sharing this with you because I want all of the Christians to be operating in the supernatural. Because you are, you're in this world, but you're not of this world. You're a supernatural. You're supposed to operate in the supernatural. Okay? You're supposed to operate in the supernatural. And that's what this is all about. Okay? So thank you, Father, for bringing us together. Thank you, Father, that all that we do on this day will be a part of what it is you want us to do. Oh, we thank you, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. You are so worthy. You are so worthy, Father. And we thank you that all of our families are healed. This is 2016. We're going into 2016 with a healthy family. Oh, Father, we praise your name. Glory. Oh, we just thank you for all that you do in the name of Jesus Christ. You are such a worthy God. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank you, Father. Have a good week. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.